Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A loud explosion shook the Chelsea neighborhood of New York City Saturday night, injuring at least 25 people, possibly one critically. New York Police Commissioner James O'Neill.
As of this time, the exact cause of the explosion has not been determined.
As of
now, investigation into this incident is active, and at this time, an extensive search is being conducted. As the mayor spoke, there's an ongoing situation on 27th Street right now. The area around the explosion site is being treated as a crime scene.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said there were no indications it was a terrorist act, but he said it was intentional. VOA's Isha Sarai was on the scene when the explosion occurred.
I heard a very loud explosion, sounded a bit like a firework, and it was just one single explosion. Didn't hear anything after that, didn't hear any screaming. But I've talked to a few people out here who are residents in nearby buildings, and they said their windows were shaking, and the explosion was heard for blocks around.
Earlier in the day, a pipe bomb went off in the state of New Jersey. That's just across the Hudson River from New York City. It happened before a charity race. That run was called off. Mayor de Blasio said there was no indication of any connection between the blast in New York City and the New Jersey blast. U.S. military says it stopped an air raid against Islamic State fighters in eastern Syria after being told by Russia that it might have struck Syrian government forces, but dozens of Syrian troops were reported killed. Russia called an emergency session of the U.N. Security Council to talk about it. U.S. expressed regret for the deaths in Syria. This is VOA News. Police are saying suspected rebels in Indian-controlled Kashmir early today attacked a major army camp that's close to the highly militarized line of control dividing the disputed region between India and Pakistan. Officials who spoke on condition of anonymity because they're not allowed to speak to the media did not immediately specify any casualties. New Delhi television reported that some buildings in the camp had been on fire. Explosions were also heard. Kashmir has seen its largest anti-India protest in recent years since the July 8th, when a popular rebel commander was killed by Indian troops. Sweeping military crackdown and near-constant curfew followed that event. Turning now to U.S. politics, Democratic Party presidential nominee Hillary Clinton says that this year's election is not only about who will be president, but the kind of country the United States will be in the next 4 years. Speaking at the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation dinner in Washington, Clinton said that the choice between her and Republican Party candidate Donald Trump could not be clearer.
We need ideas, not insults. Real plans to help struggling Americans in communities that have been left out and left behind, not prejudice and paranoia. We can't let Barack Obama's legacy fall into the hands of someone who doesn't understand that.
President Obama urged that gathering to make sure they voted and encouraged others to vote so the country would continue the work that he started.
Realize everything we stand for is at stake. All the progress we've made is at stake in this election. My name may not be on the ballot, but our progress is on the ballot.
Earlier, Trump told the Remembrance Project, a group that advocates for families whose relatives were killed by immigrants living in the U.S. illegally, that an open-door policy has only led to tragedy.
Hundreds of individuals who have been given visas and refugee, and think of this, they've been given visas, their refugee admissions into the country subsequently were charged with terrorism. And nobody does anything about it. Nobody does anything about it.
Recent polls have shown that Clinton has a narrow lead over Trump just 52 days before the election. Pope Francis has encouraged European countries to welcome refugees fleeing violence in order to reduce terror, foster a greater sense of humanity and hospitality. He was speaking in Rome to alumni of Jesuit schools in Europe. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we also have the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.